On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Joe Bond, 1300 736 736. Had a couple of interviews there, so haven't had a chance to talk to you, our great audience. We've got Tommy Harley's going to help us out with where the Swans are at and where the Giants and what the quarantine situation looks like for them. He's going to join us in the last half hour. Questions without notice?
Here we go. You're a three-stripe man. You've always been a three-stripe man, okay? We just did a story then and we mentioned Nike. If they turned up by accident, circumstance, whatever it is, they sent you a pair of Nike today, would you wear them or would you stick fat with your three stripes?
No, I was sponsored by Nike, Tim.
But you only ever wear Adidas?
Well, right now.
You only ever wear Adidas?
Right now. Yes, I'd wear them. Of course, I'd love to try out those shoes at Monassis.
But you don't run.
I wash your mouth out.
No, I've seen you. You shuffle.
Yeah, shuffle.
Yeah.
I don't profess to run fast. Would you?
I don't run.
No, so you shouldn't get a pair.
No, I shouldn't
send
get a pair.
Send two pair to me if they're coming. Question without notice for you. Oh, let's take Jim first.
Yeah, take Jim.
Jim's been waiting for a while. G'day, Jimmy. Good morning, Jim.
You there, Jim?
Good morning, Gary and Tim.
Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Carlton president and the gutless board that no one has come out and apologised to the members of all that damage that they've done to the Carlton Football Club. And he would have to go down as the worst president. They've had some great presidents at this great club. And I think it's time that this board should go.
Well, they are going. Well, the president's going and Chris Judd's going.
Yeah. That's true. Hey, Gary, I actually was thinking about this before. If the review is primarily about the footy department, yes, and their processes around their football, right? Okay. It should also extend, though, to the board and the decision-making process that's been in place over a period of time. When you think about it, I'll give you some names.
That's a whole-of-club review, then.
Okay. But I'll give you some names, okay? Malthouse, Pagan, Bolton, Ratten, possibly Tigg. They're going to find out the reasons why. If they keep failing as a football club and they keep making the wrong appointments, and I'm only saying they're making the wrong appointments because they've sacked all those coaches, not Teague though, but they're reviewing his position now.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, otherwise they'll repeat the mistakes of the past.
Yeah.
If they're not building a big, successful, sustainable football club that is able to...
That coincided with that really bad period of their salary cap stuff.
That's going back a long way. That's over 20 years now.
Mm.
That's a long time to correct and rectify a mistake, is it not?
Yeah.
And I'm not having to crack a Carlton here, but I'm saying the same thing about every club. If you don't do that, then you'll repeat the mistakes of the past. And in 3 or 4 years' time, whoever they appoint, whether they keep Teague or whatever, we might be sitting here having – well, you and I won't be because we won't be still doing the show, but you might be sitting here having the same conversation.
Yeah, well, you're right. It's hard, the decisions that are hard to get right, aren't
they? This is not just – my point is – and to Jim's point, this is not just about the review of the coaching staff and what they're doing down there.
Mm.
Within all this, they've got to make a determination about themselves, the board, and the operational procedure of a football club.
Culture.
And the culture.
Culture.
Michael Lombardi's going to be on our program tomorrow, and he talks about this – a lot about culture, and I think he has got a great handle on and how you build culture at a football club.
So all those things you talk about can come under the banner of culture when you're making decisions. How's that going to affect, well, this is our culture, this is what we stand for, do we make that decision based on that? Well,
and it trickles down from the board too.
Correct. Do you think Joel Selwood's reputation was tarnished this week at all?
Yeah, I think it was in the short term.
Not irrevocably.
No, not ever. Like your reputation as... I don't know, like a sportsman, I guess, is tarnished in some way. To me, his reputation as a footballer is not tarnished in any way.
Mm.
But maybe you and I look at it differently than what maybe other people do.
So, and some people that have made and passed judgment on what Joel did on the weekend have got short memories, I think. And I don't want to name names because I don't want to get into this, this area. But some of the things that took place in yesteryear that involves some of the people that have passed judgment on Joel for, and the head massage or the punch, whatever you want to call it, was not on. Not on from Joel. I think the stomping one was accidental.
Yeah.
Ooh, short memory, some people. That's what I would say there.
Were you surprised, though, that his coach came out so strongly and defended him?
Not once for one second.
Players love that.
Well, that's what Chris Scott...
That's what a strong organisation does.
Yeah, that's what he stands for. He'll back his players.
Privately, he might berate him. Privately, he might give him a clip across. He might do anything privately, but publicly, he stands behind his players, and that is the strength of a very, very strong football club.
Michael Lombardi is indeed on tomorrow. The timings are about just out of 7:30. You can hear Michael Lombardi, and we will be going deep into that whole area. That might be, be good listening. Hopefully, it'll be great. I know it'll be great listening because Michael's always good to listen to. Got to get some news headlines. The Jamie McLaren news, by the way. Someone asked very early in the piece, what was this big news? Well, he's been extended with his football club, Melbourne City. He scored 25 goals. Do we know how long he's been extended for? Until the end of June 24. So there you go. So that's a great signing. Well done to Melbourne City. News headlines with Alex. Right, happy birthday to Alex too.
Yeah, happy birthday, Alex.
You and Chris Fagan. Well done. Alex, great to have her part of the program. She's doing a magnificent job. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards. Peter Jackson, what are you wearing tonight? What do you know? What happens with your suits?
Do you mean?
Do you pick them or does Peter Jackson pick them for you? Does Peter Jackson come and deliver them?
I'll let you in on a little secret.
Hmm?
I'm a little bit like Michael Jordan.
What's that mean?
Well, he only ever wore his shoes once.
So
I have a new jacket every night.
It's like Patrick Dangerfield. Do you know he wears new boots every game?
Danger does. Mm. Well, he's got a good sponsorship deal, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Who's he with? Nike?
Yeah. I think. Well, I did read that.
You took a call during the break there. Was that from Nike? Are they fitting you out? Were they wanting to know what size you are?
That was Damo.
Right.
You
what did he want to know? What our holidays are going to be?
Flying.
I can't believe what I don't even know what you're talking about. No. You sent me a text yesterday saying that he was having a crack at us because we're having holidays. Is that right?
I don't care about that. I just wonder why you'd care about someone going on holidays.
Well, they must have run out of topics to talk about.
Problem here.
Probably Hutchie's had a crack at him about his holidays.
How many people out there today do you think, given the NBA, it's at that really pointy end of the year and a great game it'll be today between the Clippers and the Suns. How many people out there at work today do you reckon have found some little sneaky way of watching the NBA live during workouts?
Well, phones allow you to do that now, don't they? You can just have your little mobile just underneath your computer screen, and then when the boss comes around, just drop it.
If you've got a sneaky way, I'd love to hear from you this
morning. Let us know, 0433 98 11 16. You're going to be watching, and if you are going to be watching, what does it all mean? Do you see Michael Holding? He's the Adam Good situation. Michael Holding's been at the forefront of the Black Lives Matter and all that stuff. A passionate speech about it on the broadcast of cricket. Got up and stood and explained why, kneeling and the decision to kneel or not to kneel was so significant. He's come out and publicly supported Adam Good's right across the situation, knows what's going on. That'll make you – not that Adam does it to make himself feel better, but he does it because he believes in it. But it's a worldwide situation when it gets to Adam Good and it gets to Michael Holding.
That's right. And if you're somebody that's been in that position, you've lived it all your life like Michael Holding has, then you've got the credentials, obviously, to talk about in great detail.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully to change the views and the minds of some people out there too around this whole race issue.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's a very good point. Got a message here from a former teammate of mine, won't name him, but he says, with Lee Matthews saying that he'd walk away, it's easy for him to say. Would he say it if he was in his second year as a coach?
No, he probably wouldn't say that.
No.
But he's not answering that question after being in his second year of coaching. He's answering that question now as a commentator out there just talking about the game and what he knows about the game. But you're quite right. He probably wouldn't think about it the same way because you'd be thinking about, okay, where am I going to go after here?
Yep.
I call my days on coaching and, not many people walk away from the position, do they?
No, they do not.
Even when you do walk away, you get accused of being sacked and lying at the time. So
England have beaten the Czech Republic in the Euros 1-0. Croatia have beaten Scotland 3-1. For those that didn't catch those scores earlier in the day, Tommy Haley is going to have a chat with us. Strange situation. Well, these are strange times we live in, but the teams in Sydney, both the Swans and the Giants, got short notice. Pack up, get out and get to Victoria, which is a little twist, some irony in all of that, given where we've been in recent years. But they've got themselves here. GWS Giants are going to lose a home game. They're going to have to take the Hawks on at the MCG. We're not quite sure what's going to happen with the Sydney Swans yet, so we'll speak to their CEO, Tommy Haley, after this break.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.